Chapter 94. Permit me, apostrophe Mrs. Wilfer interposed, with outstretched glove. No. I think not. I drank to your papa. If, however, you insist on including me, I can in gratitude offer no objection. Apostrophe, why, lore, ma, apostrophe interposed Lavi the bold, isn't it the day that made you and pa one and the same? I have no patience. Apostrophe, by whatever other circumstance the day may be marked, it is not the day, Lavinia, on which I will allow a child of mine to pounce upon me. I beg, nay, command, that you will not pounce. R.W., it is appropriate to recall that it is for you to command, and for me to obey. It is your house, and you are master at your own table. Both are healths. Apostrophe apostrophe drinking the toast with tremendous stiffness. I really am a little afraid, my dear, apostrophe hinted the cherub meekly, that you are not enjoying yourself? Apostrophe apostrophe, on the contrary, apostrophe returned Mrs. Wilfer, quite so. Why should I not? Apostrophe apostrophe, I thought, my dear, that perhaps your face might apostrophe, my face might be a martyrdom. But what would that import, or who should know it, if I smiled? Apostrophe apostrophe, and she did smile, manifestly freezing the blood of Mr. George Sampson by so doing. For that young gentleman, catching her smiling eye, was so very much appalled by its expression, as to cast about in his thoughts concerning what he had done to bring it down upon himself. The mind naturally falls, apostrophe said Mrs. Wilfer, shall I say into a reverie, or shall I say into a retrospect, on a day like this? Apostrophe, Lavi, sitting with defiantly folded arms, replied, but not audibly, for goodness' sake say whichever of the two you like best, ma, and get it over. Apostrophe, the mind, apostrophe pursued Mrs. Wilfer in an oratorical manner, naturally reverts to Papa and Mama. I here allude to my parents at a period before the earliest dawn of this day. I was considered tall, perhaps I was. Papa and Mama were unquestionably tall. I have rarely seen a finer woman than my mother, never than my father. Apostrophe, the irrepressible Lavi remarked aloud, whatever grandpapa was, he wasn't a female. Apostrophe, your grandpapa, apostrophe retorted Mrs. Wilfer, with an awful look, and in an awful tone, was what I describe him to have been, and would have struck any of his grandchildren to the earth who presumed to question it. It was one of Mama's cherished hopes, that I should become united to a tall member of society. It may have been a weakness, but if so, it was equally the weakness, I believe, of King Frederick of Prussia. Apostrophe these remarks being offered to Mr. George Sampson, who had not the courage to come out for single combat, but lurked with his chest under the table and his eyes cast down, Mrs. Wilfer proceeded, in a voice of increasing sternness and impressiveness, until she should force that skulker to give himself up. Mama would appear to have had an indefinable foreboding of what afterwards happened, for she would frequently urge upon me, not a little man. Promise me, my child, not a little man. Never, 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 marry a little man. Papa also would remark to me he possessed extraordinary humor, that a family of whales must not ally themselves with sprats. His company was eagerly sought, as may be supposed, by the wits of the day, and our house was their continual resort. I have known as many as 3 copper-plate engravers exchanging the most exquisite sallies and retorts there, at one time. Apostrophe here Mr. Sampson delivered himself captive, and said, with an uneasy movement on his chair, that 3 was a large number, and it must have been highly entertaining. Among the most prominent members of that distinguished circle was a gentleman measuring 6'4" in height. He was not an engraver. Apostrophe here Mr. Sampson said, with no reason whatever, of course not. This gentleman was so obliging as to honor me with attentions which I could not fail to understand. Apostrophe here Mr. Sampson murmured that, when it came to that, you could always tell. I immediately announced to both my parents that those attentions were misplaced, and that I could not favor his suit. They inquired, was he too tall? I replied it was not the stature, but the intellect was too lofty. At our house, I said, the tone was too brilliant, the pressure was too high, to be maintained by me, a mere woman, in everyday domestic life. I well remember Mama's clasping her hands, and exclaiming, this will end in a little man. Apostrophe here. Mr. Sampson glanced at his host, and shook his head with despondency. She afterwards went so far as to predict that it would end in a little man whose mind would be below the average, but that was in what I may denominate a paroxysm of maternal disappointment. Within a month, apostrophe said Mrs. Wilfer, deepening her voice, as if she were relating a terrible ghost story, within a month, I first saw R.W. my husband. Within a year, I married him. It is natural for the mind to recall these dark coincidences on the present day. Apostrophe, Mr. Sampson, at length released from the custody of Mrs. Wilfer's eye, now drew a long breath, and made the original and striking remark that there was no accounting for these sort of presentiments. R. W. scratched his head and looked apologetically all round the table until he came to his wife, when observing her as it were shrouded in a more somber veil than before, he once more hinted, my dear, I am really afraid you are not altogether enjoying yourself? Apostrophe apostrophe to which she once more replied, on the contrary, R. W. quite so. Apostrophe, the wretched Mr. Sampson's position at this agreeable entertainment was truly pitiable. For, not only was he exposed defenseless to the harangues of Mrs. Wilfer, but he received the utmost contumely at the hands of Lavinia, who, partly to show Bella that she, Lavinia, could do what she liked with him, and partly to pay him off for still obviously admiring Bella's beauty, led him the life of a dog. Illuminated on the one hand by the stately graces of Mrs. Wilfer's oratory, and shadowed on the other by the checks and frowns of the young lady to whom he had devoted himself in his destitution, the sufferings of this young gentleman were distressing to witness. If his mind for the moment reeled under them, it may be urged, in extenuation of its weakness, that it was constitutionally a knock-kneed mind, and never very strong upon its legs. The rosy hours were thus beguiled until it was time for Bella to have Pa's escort back. The dimples duly tied up in the bonnet strings and the leave-taking done, they got out into the air, and the cherub drew a long breath, as if he found it refreshing. Well, dear Pa, apostrophe said Bella, the anniversary may be considered over. Apostrophe, yes, my dear, apostrophe returned the cherub, there's another of 'em gone. Apostrophe, Bella drew his arm closer through hers as they walked along, and gave it a number of consolatory pats. Thank you, my dear, apostrophe he said, as if she had spoken. I am all right, my dear. Well, and how do you get on, Bella? Apostrophe apostrophe, I am not at all improved, Pennsylvania apostrophe, ain't you really though? Apostrophe apostrophe, no, Pa. On the contrary, I am worse. Apostrophe, lore. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the cherub. I am worse, Pa. I make so many calculations, how much a year I must have when I marry, and what is the least I can manage to do with, that I am beginning to get wrinkles over my nose. Did you notice any wrinkles over my nose this evening, Pa? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Pa laughing at this, Bella gave him two or three shakes. You won't laugh, sir, when you see your lovely woman turning haggard. You had better be prepared in time, I can tell you. I shall not be able to keep my greediness for money out of my eyes long, and when you see it there you'll be sorry, and serve you right for not being warned in time. Now, sir, we entered into a bond of confidence. Have you anything to impart? Apostrophe, I thought it was you who was to impart, my love. Apostrophe, oh, did you indeed, sir? Then why didn't you ask me, the moment we came out? The confidences of lovely women are not to be slighted. However, I forgive you this once, and look here, Pa, Fat Stella laid the little forefinger of her right glove on her lip, and then laid it on her father's lip. That's a kiss for you. And now I am going seriously, to tell you. Let me see how many four secrets. Mind. Serious, grave, weighty secrets. Strictly between ourselves. Apostrophe, number one, my dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said her father, settling her arm comfortably and confidentially. Number one, apostrophe, said Bella, will electrify you, Pa. Who do you think, as if she was confused here in spite of her merry way of beginning, has made an offer to me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Pa looked in her face, and looked at the ground, and looked in her face again, and declared he could never guess. Mr. Oaksmith. Apostrophe, you don't tell me so, my dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Oaksmith. Pa, apostrophe, said Bella, separating the syllables for emphasis. What do you say to that? Apostrophe, Pa answered quietly with the counter question. What did you say to that, my love? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I said no, apostrophe, returned Bella sharply. Of course. Apostrophe, yes. Of course, apostrophe, said her father, meditating. And I told him why I thought it a betrayal of trust on his part, and an affront to me, apostrophe, said Bella. Yes, to be sure. I am astonished indeed. I wonder he committed himself without seeing more of his way first. Now I think of it, I suspect he always has admired you though, my dear. Apostrophe, a hackney coachman may admire me, apostrophe, remarked Bella, with a touch of her mother's loftiness. It's highly probable, my love. Number two, my dear. Apostrophe, number two, Pa, is much to the same purpose, though not so preposterous. Mr. Lightwood would propose to me, if I would let him. Apostrophe, then I understand, my dear, that you don't intend to let him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Bella again saying, with her former emphasis, why, of course not. Apostrophe, apostrophe, her father felt himself bound to echo, of course not. Apostrophe, I don't care for him, apostrophe, said Bella. That's enough, apostrophe, her father interposed. No, Pa, it's not enough, apostrophe, rejoined Bella, giving him another shake or two. Haven't I told you what a mercenary little wretch I am? It only becomes enough when he has no money, and no clients, and no expectations, and no anything but debts. Apostrophe, ha! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the cherub, a little depressed. Number three, my dear. Apostrophe, number three, Pa, is a better thing. A generous thing, a noble thing, a delightful thing. Mrs. Boffin has herself told me, as a secret, with her own kind lips and truer lips never opened or closed in this life, I am sure, that they wish to see me well married, and that when I marry with their consent they will portion me most handsomely. Apostrophe, here the grateful girl burst out crying very heartily. Don't cry, my darling, apostrophe, said her father, with his hand to his eyes. It's excusable in me to be a little overcome when I find that my dear favorite child is, after all disappointments, to be so provided for, and so raised in the world. But don't you cry, don't you cry. I am very thankful. I congratulate you with all my heart, my dear. Apostrophe, the good soft little fellow, drying his eyes, here, Bella put her arms round his neck, and tenderly kissed him on the high road, passionately telling him he was the best of fathers and the best of friends, and that on her wedding morning she would go down on her knees to him, and beg his pardon for having ever teased him, or seemed insensible to the worth of such a patient, sympathetic, genial, fresh young heart. At every one of her adjectives she redoubled her kisses, and finally kissed his hat off, and then laughed immoderately when the wind took it and he ran after it. When he had recovered his hat and his breath, and they were going on again once more, said her father then. Number four, my dear? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Bella's countenance fell in the midst of her mirth. After all, perhaps I had better put off number four, Pa. Let me try once more, if for never so short a time, to hope that it may not really be so. apostrophe, the change in her, strengthened the cherub's interest in number four, and he said quietly, "May not be so, my dear. May not be how, my dear?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, Bella looked at him pensively, and shook her head. "And yet I know right well it is so, Pa. I know it only too well." "Apostrophe, my love, apostrophe," returned her father, "you make me quite uncomfortable. Have you said no to anybody else, my dear?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, Pennsylvania, apostrophe, yes to anybody?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," he suggested, lifting up his eyebrows. "No, Pennsylvania, apostrophe, is there anybody else who would take his chance between yes and no, if you would let him, my dear?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe, not that I know of, Pennsylvania, apostrophe, there can't be somebody who won't take his chance, when you want him to." "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said the cherub, "as a last resource." "Why, of course not, Pa," said Bella, giving him another shake or two. "No, of course not, apostrophe," he assented. "Bella, my dear, I am afraid I must either have no sleep tonight, or I must press for number four." "Apostrophe, oh, Pa, there is no good in number four. I am so sorry for it, I am so unwilling to believe it, I have tried so earnestly not to see it, that it is very hard to tell, even to you. But Mr. Boffin is being spoilt by prosperity, and is changing every day." "Apostrophe, my dear Bella, I hope and trust not." "Apostrophe, I have hoped and trusted not to, Pa, but every day he changes for the worse, and for the worse. Not to me, he is always much the same to me, but to others about him. Before my eyes he grows suspicious, capricious, hard, tyrannical, unjust. If ever a good man were ruined by good fortune, it is my benefactor. And yet, Pa, think how terrible the fascination of money is. I see this, and hate this, and dread this, and don't know, but that money might make a much worse change in me. And yet I have money always in my thoughts and my desires, and the whole life I place before myself is..." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.